This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Updates for early August 2021. Here's five stories that we're following today. First, Amazon stock dropped 7.5% plus on Friday based on slower growth. Fascinatingly, one of the comments I got on this was the concept that people expect their team, i.e. Amazon, to win 42-0, and they're disappointed when they only win 35-7. In any event, Amazon continues to do great, but you could see how much is invested in fast growth, and the growth has started to slow just a little bit, or at least signals of slowing growth. Second, hospitalizations in Florida for COVID reached a new high. Let's hope that this peaks quickly and turns quickly, and that this doesn't lead to a horrible fall and winter throughout the country. In any event, that's the news today on that issue. Third, there's a great story in the Wall Street Journal today on something that most of us have been following closely. More and more private equity funds that used to only invest in companies that had some level of significant EBITDA and worked as fragile and worked as early stage are increasingly investing at the early stages, Series A, seed rounds, and otherwise, for a portion of their portfolio in very early stage technology companies. This has led to increased stress on venture capital funds who used to have this as their exclusive domain. This may also lead to different kind of results for private equity funds than expected. The hope for private equity funds is that some of these will have home run results, like VC results, but they're trading that for some of the probability of success in companies that already have some significant EBITDA. The fourth story we're following today is Treasury yields remain stubbornly low, right at about 1.23%. Finally, we did see that the outstanding CFO of Common Spirit, of one of the regents of Common Spirit, Doug Watson, has joined UnityFight as chief financial officer. Doug is a remarkable person. In any event, that's one of the updates for today. Thank you very much for listening to the Becker Private Equity Update.